jump into it here.
The Triple M Footy.
Listen to the fans.
Fan Podcast.
It is another Triple M Footy Fan Podcast, talking footy like you talk footy. We're going to chat the round 17, Legend of the Week. Normal service has resumed with Collingwood and Geelong winning and Melbourne losing. We'll touch on that a lot more later on, Ethan. We want to talk about Collingwood's win over West Coast. Something that I may have mentioned pre-season as well, Rudy. We're going to touch on the Gold Coast Suns, Lachie Neale embarrassing Port Adelaide, and the Giants. They're in a bit of struggle town with a few injuries at the moment, closing with fly-wire doors. But, Rudy, we're going to throw the rule book out quickly because there is some news going around at the moment that a coach has been given a lemon and sour. Oh, well, they have parted ways.
It's a very mutual decision.
Much like my girlfriend and I had a mutual decision to part ways when she dumped me when I was 15.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So St Kilda have mutually decided to say goodbye to Alan Richardson, according to Tommy Brown. That news is breaking at the moment. I do feel for Richo, though. He hasn't had a bad year. It's just last year was so bad, it pretty much stuffed him.
I was at that game on Saturday night. They didn't play that badly, to be honest with you.
No.
Yeah, and if they had Hanbury, if they had Josh Bluddell it out, and if they had a bunch of other blokes, Dylan Robertson, they would have been all right.
That was their first not terrible game in about 3 months.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm. Speaking about a team not playing terribly, but they actually got the win, Essendon, which is where our Legend of the Week comes from, Rudy.
Who else but Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody playing footy? That goal that he kicked to win the game was just absolute magic. And they had their, that band Picket Palace had their single launch on Saturday night at the Curtain. I unfortunately couldn't make it, but I imagine it would have been a religious experience when they played that song. It was awesome.
Surely there would have been that band that had to play the song like three times just to keep the crowd
open,
happy.
Middle, close.
And encore. Braithwaite areas.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just an incredible win for Essendon.
Would you guys like to hear horses?
Yeah. A good win for Essendon. Right. They look stuffed.
One more time.
So, of course, up, Ethan. Explain why he's
a legend. Well, North had sort of, Essendon North, everyone thought it was the game of the round. Essendon looked like they had it sewn up early. North had sort of come over the top of them in the last quarter. I think Ben Brown kicked six. And they looked for all the world like they were going to win. North and Essendon ran out of petrol tickets. I can't remember which North bloke kicked it forward. I normally assume it's Luke McDonald in these circumstances. And it's just gone to the waiting Essendon blokes. They've put it back in. It's come in. I can't remember who got it across to Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody.
Well, Ratio snapped it goal.
Yeah. Ratio. And then it ended up in Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody's hands. He's falling away on the boundary line on the wrong side for a right footer. He snapped. And, of course, it's gone through. And they've won by 5 points with about 20 seconds left.
That was never not going through the big
never,
sticks, that
one. Never, ever not going through.
Never in doubt.
He's coming to get you.
He is coming to get you, but I'm loving the fact that Essendon won that game of footy by a terrific goal from the boundary against a team that's probably not going to play finals. So it's just giving Essendon fans that little sniff of hope. And they're going to make finals and they're going to lose a final and this is going to be unbelievable.
Beat a team that sacked their coach mid-season.
Correct. And they play against another myth side this round in Adelaide. And everyone's well, we're going to find out if Essendon are good or if Adelaide, both teams aren't any good.
Yeah.
There are a lot of myth sides floating around.
Oh, big time. And yours is the biggest of
I was
them
hoping you weren't going to segue out of that.
Normal service has resumed, Rudy. You, sacked Alan Richardson on Saturday night by beating the Saints at the Goomba.
At the Goomba.
Melbourne lost a pretty boring game of football, if we're honest with you.
Yeah. The Dogs.
Against the Dogs.
They got dunkled.
They did get dunkled. And the Pies absolutely rip-rolled West Coast on Friday night, which you are saying it's Buckley's best non-finals win in his tenure.
I reckon easily. It's definitely his best win with them since the Richmond prelim. And it was just incredible. They played such good footy. And I was sort of watching the game with a mate who's a Collingwood fan, and she was saying to me, I don't really even mind if they lose from here because at least they've put in and looked pretty good. But they just choked West Coast up, and everyone sort of went in going, oh, West Coast over there, it's going to be, you know, if they get within five goals, you'll be happy, and they're banged up, they're losing, and then, incredible win. But they scored one behind in the last quarter, West Coast?
No, they didn't score.
Didn't score at all.
No, we held
the last 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Wow. See, that's amazing. At their home deck, reigning premiers, they'd beaten you in Melbourne for the Yeah.
Timmy kicked like 11 or 12 goals in the first
Darcy
half.
Darcy Moore was out injured, but do not discount how important Jamie Cripps is to that football team.
Yeah.
And he was out from halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah.
He's big for West Coast.
Extraordinarily underrated.
It was a massive, massive win for the Pies. I think it was pretty gutsy, particularly with Pendles, who had a broken finger and could visibly not handball on his right hand for the second half. I think it was a couple of times where he had players streaming through the middle but couldn't give that better option, so he had to give a real dinky left-handed handball. And the commentators, I think it was the Dark, who said, what's Penderbury doing that for? And like, he literally couldn't handball on his right hand right. for half a game.
Yeah, yeah, because his finger's so busted.
And it was unbelievable. Quadzilla, Brody Majacek, Quadzilla. What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell indeed?
Against West Coast
he got all 10 AFL coaches votes.
And deserved it too. He was phenomenal.
He was amazing.
I tell you what the Pies love, sorry, Rabs, is they love a backs-to-the-wall performance.
They do. Yeah, that's true.
They relish being the underdog. They've done this a few times where, you know, they've gone into state, you know, they haven't really been favoured on a Friday night, you know, team, everyone's writing them off, and they get up and win. They've done it to Sydney. They've done it to West Coast. They've done it to Adelaide last year when Jaden Stevenson, you know, made his mark and kicked 4 or 5 or whatever it was. They do this all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, which is why you can't discount them.
You can never discount them.
Well, they come up against the Giants on Saturday arvo, which you asked if that was Buckley's best non-finals win. I think the one that goes up with it is 2017 when they played the Giants, maybe 2016, the Travis Cloak glove game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, glove gate. Yeah.
Glove gate when he just marked and kicked everything. That was a great game.
That was his last good game of footy.
It was his last good game of footy. RIP in peace, Travis Cloak from AFL career. But we want to talk about the Giants, who the Collingwood face on Saturday, because not only are they without Josh Kelly, they are now without Stephen Coniglio for, we're probably going to say, the rest of the season. He might come back for finals.
I thought it was categoric that he wouldn't.
It's 8 weeks. They're saying
okay,
8 weeks.
Okay, right.
So. Yeah. They'd have to play a prelim or something.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that probably ends them as a flag chance, really.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's just too many injuries to too many good players.
They're missing their walk-up first four for like a centre bounce in Kelly, Cogs, Ward and DeBoer.
Yeah, well, they're missing effectively like an all-Australian midfield.
Yeah.
Like by themselves.
It'd be starting three.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Kelly, arguably, on his day, he just can't get a run with his body, but is probably the most damaging midfielder in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he'd be up there.
And Cornelio's probably, or close to, the best in-and-out midfielder in the comp.
Yeah.
Like, both. So yeah. They're massive, massive.
So and Callum Ward's probably the cleanest contested ball winner in the comp as well.
Yeah.
So they'll probably bring in Jackson Hatley, who was their
happy super coach.
He's a good young player, but you're right. Cornelio and Kelly just, they're big losses.
Yeah.
So you're putting a line through them, Rudy. You think they can't win it?
Well, I can't see how they're going to struggle to finish in the top four.
Mm.
And if they can't win away from home. They struggle to win badly to win away from home. So I'm even with Cornelio, I thought they were going to lose that game on the weekend.
Having said that,
they played pretty well, I thought, after the first quarter.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They got stung a bit in the first quarter, and then, you know, sort of edged their way back into the game a little. Yeah.
Against the team Richmond, they're coming.
They're definitely coming.
Look, as much as they're big outs, like a midfield of Taranto, Green's been thrown in there recently, played really well on the weekend.
Do you think they can win the flag?
Jacob Hopper's good. I don't think they can win the flag, but I don't really think they ever could.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Because I can't win a final.
Well, speaking of Richmond, it's how long ago do you reckon we said that they'd definitely finish fourth and play Geelong at the MCG?
It's happening. We're going to flag this everywhere.
I think we said it in round five.
The Lions, if you talk about top four, they genuinely could finish second on the ladder.
Yeah, we're talking top two.
Their run home is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Their next four games are pretty easy, and then they finish with Geelong and
Brisbane.
No, we're talking about Brisbane.
Oh, sorry, Richmond.
Richmond. Yeah.
I thought we were talking about Richmond.
No, you know what? Speaking of home finals, we should do a real throwback with Brisbane and make them have a home final at the MCG as well.
Against Geelong.
Against Geelong.
It's good to see, but you know that there is a lot of Western Bulldogs in Richmond about that. And Collingwood from last year as well, but that Brisbane team, because they're young, exciting teams to watch who had a pretty easy draw.
Yeah, yep.
Even Adelaide before that. Adelaide, when they played Richmond in that grand final, both teams had pretty easy runs.
And teams that are going really well with confidence at the moment. Like they're really relying on that.
Well, we're still on Brisbane. Lachie Neale.
Oh, yeah.
He just absolutely embarrassed Port
He
Adelaide.
Humiliated Port Adelaide. He and Mitch Robinson and the other midfielder whose name
Jared Lyons.
Jared Lyons, yeah. They just...
Can't get a walk-up start and Gold Coast midfield, yeah. But
Port Adelaide, yeah, now he's new mob's third. But Port Adelaide went in and were like, we're going to smash Lachie Neale up. And then Brisbane went, cool, we're just going to kick some goals.
Yeah.
they had the game won by what, the 15-minute mark of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Brisbane. Mm. And Port Adelaide at home. That was embarrassing for Port.
Let's not rule out Port Adelaide embarrassed Port Adelaide.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. And Port Adelaide are getting smashed from pillar to post. They play Richmond at the MCG this coming week.
Ooh,
and
no.
I reckon they are a huge chance to win that.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because of course they are. No, I reckon Port Adelaide, it would be the most Port Adelaide thing ever to wet themselves like that in at home
they
against
absolutely
Brisbane.
Absolutely piss their pants.
Yeah, against Brisbane and then come out and lose to beat Richmond on the MCG. It would be such a Port Adelaide thing to do. Think of some of the wins they've had this year. Like
West Coast away.
West Coast away. They spanked Geelong. It would be such a like they lost to Richmond at home when they should have absolutely beaten them. It would be such a Port thing to do to beat them on the G.
Imagine
you can
that.
Absolutely see it happening.
I can 100% see it happening. I know for a fact that Brisbane are really, as a club, really dirty on Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
They're filthy on Port Adelaide for the way that they went and asked one of Lachie Neale's best mates, brought him
Cam
into
Sutcliffe.
The team, Cam Sutcliffe, to go and attack his mate. Like they're really pissed off about it.
Yeah. Well, they've gone back up to Brisbane with the 4 points and yeah.
Sucked in Port.
Yeah, exactly.
But they play good footy. They were without Hodge and without Hipwood and they still did really well.
Yeah. Oh, they blitzed them. Yep. It was awesome. It was great to watch. Brisbane are the feel good story of 2019.
And still the most entertaining team of the country.
I was texting my Brisbane fan mate, all of our mates actually, Will Ralston, the other day, and I just texted him three lion emojis and he was just like, when will this end? And I said, how good is it when your team's up and about, you just watch all the footy shows, like every single one of them, every minute of them, and like everyone gets around you and they highlight how good you are. And the best is when in your first year when you come real good, everyone gets around you, like all the footy, like when Geelong were flying and just blitzing teams in 2007, and everyone loved us. It was the best ever. And Brisbane fans have got that right now. It's awesome. It's such a good feeling.
Just soak it in. Mm.
The other team down, I don't know what the highway's called. Let's just call it the Sunraysia Highway. Yeah. When you go down to the Gold Coast from Brisbane.
Or you Sunraysia Highway.
It's called something stupid. Let's call and get a cool way. and then you get to the Gold Coast Suns, who are... And I don't use this word lightly, a schmozzle.
Oh, yeah. Schmozzle.
They are an absolute schutzpah, schmozzle.
Mm. A complete shambles.
They are a complete
They're an
shambles.
Absolute Gold Coast.
Yes. They, two consecutive 90-plus point losses.
Mm.
It's as bad as it has been on the Gold Coast.
I mean, do they, it feels like a mistake right now, doesn't it?
Mm.
They're playing... They're as bad as they were when they first came in the comp.
Mm.
And
worse.
Like, yeah, worse. And I, worse. It's not Stuart Dew's fault. He's been amazing. They would be like, they wouldn't have won a game without him, I don't reckon. And I just, it's hard to see to track a way forward for them right now.
Well, there was a survey done with the AFL Players Association and the players themselves said they would prefer not to play in Gold Coast and play in Tasmania. We ourselves did a Twitter poll
on Saturday
morning, resounding 87% preferred Tassie to the Gold Coast. And this is, games will be played in the middle of winter in Hobart and Launceston.
Yeah.
You could genuinely play in snow.
Yeah.
And they would 87% of people would prefer to go to Tassie than go to the Gold Coast.
The sun will set on those games at like 3:30.
Yeah.
The games would end up looking like that game in Ringwood on the weekend. Did you see that? Is that video on the footage?
Yeah. just white slate on the ground.
Yeah.
But I can't see a way out for the Gold Coast.
No.
It's a shallow draft from everything that we hear in their footy media this year. So, you know, they're probably going to have a few picks. And Tex Walker went on Adelaide radio this morning and said he'd love to see the AFL help out the Gold Coast by giving him experienced players. The AFL literally can't just go and grab experienced players and give to them. But
they did in 2010 with Gary Ablett.
Well, they did. But can they use these high draft picks to go to clubs for trades? But then a player has, in his own right, can say, I don't want to go to the Gold Coast, which is probably, one, already happened, and two, will definitely happen in this trade period, because why would you want to go there?
Mm.
Star City Casino, or whatever it's called, is shit. Or Jupiter's, I should say.
Yeah.
You can't buy Bundaberg rum over the bar after 9 p.m.
What's a young person going to do?
What's a young person going to do? You can't. And it's just, it's a crap city, and it's a crap football club.
Mm. Yeah, there's not many, not much in the way of incentives, is there?
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Hopefully they just move them to Tassie. I don't know.
But
I'm glad I don't have to make any decisions about the Gold Coast.
Let's just make a decision, and let's say the AFL, I've been big on this, Rudes, you know I have. The AFL should team up with the A-League and team up with the NBL and go, righto, NBL and A-League, you're looking for an expansion, let's build a sporting culture down in Tasmania. So take a basketball team. We'll pitch in some money. Take a basketball team. Take a soccer team down there. Let's build a fan base. And then we'll come in 4 or 5 years after we've pumped money, after we've helped build, you know, sporting culture in Tasmania, which already exists, to be honest with
you. They froth over it.
And imagine the romanticism of Ben Brown, who already starts his goal-kicking run-ups from the spirit Tasmania. Of Tasmania, yeah. Or the Bass Strait. And he goes back, he goes home, says to North Melbourne, or even Jack Reel, 3 or 4 years, goes to Richmond, or he goes to North Melbourne and says, I want to go back and start and captain a Tassie team for 1 or 2 years before I retire. It'd be awesome.
Cool. That'd be incredible.
There's enough young talent coming through Tassie as well. Like,
yeah.
It's College such Asnes, a no-brainer. You know what? AFL needs to stop thinking about commercial aspects for one thing, because they're going to break even in Tassie. They might not make money, but they're a non-for-profit organization anyway. So
and the amount of money that you're losing on Gold Coast as well.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on. And speaking of money, Rudy, you want to talk about something that I may have predicted preseason?
Yeah. I've brought it to the table.
Did we not have a bet over this too?
We did. I don't remember what the bet was, but basically,
but I think you've
$1 million.
Lost.
$1 million. Yeah. you made the suggestion that Mason Cox and Brody Majacek would both kick more goals than
individually.
Individually more goals than Joe Danaher this year. And yeah, you're absolutely spot on.
Well,
unfortunately for Joe, it's...
Yeah.
I think Majacek had it covered on Friday night.
I don't feel great about the victory because I love Joe Danaher and would love to see him playing. But even if he was playing, I still felt that Brody Majacek and Mason Cox would both kick more goals than him.
Yeah.
So what do I win?
The love and respect of this podcast.
Not good enough.
No,
not good
enough. That's not worth a whole lot, to be fair, Rudes.
That's worth naffle. Anyway, this is the Triple M Footy Fan Podcast, talking footy like you talk footy. Flywire doors to wrap up a podcast. I'll kick off this week, boys, and I'm going to say if Alan Richardson has parted ways with St Kilda, which we know is fact now, then I would not want to be the Western Bulldogs this weekend.
Playing them. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, because you just know they're going to come out. They've got the calibre of players. The midfield battle is going to be awesome between Seb Ross, Jack Billings, and then you got Jack McRae, Lockie Hunter, Bontempelli on the other side.
Josh Dunkley.
I think that game's going to be an absolute, like, offensive ripper.
Yeah, there's going to be some cracking.
And you know what? It's the last game of the round as well.
Mm.
Sunday twilight. Get around it.
Mm. My flywire doors is, I said last week, if Geelong, you know, struggling for form, wanted to come up against the team, it would have been St Kilda. The Cats weren't that good on the weekend. And if you're a Geelong team struggling for form, the last name you want to see on the fixture list coming up is Hawthorn. Sunday 1:10. No, thank you.
No, thanks.
If there is a worse Sunday game for one particular team, it is Melbourne coming up against the West Coast, who just blew a home game to Collingwood.
Oh yeah, geez.
to go 5-12 after being tipped for a flag.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Ooh, I mean, it just doesn't get any better for Melbourne, does it?
No. I might have to retire from this podcast. I won't deal with this anymore.
That is Triple M Footy Fan Podcast. Talking footy like you talk footy. We'll be back next Tuesday, wrapping our heads around round 18.
You too, will be.
Don't forget, it all kicks off Friday night. Adelaide versus Essendon. Myth versus myth on Triple M Footy.